Working one of the wins, you the real MVP on this hump day. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Go get your mind and your body right for 2019. Who we got in the building, Miss Jess?
So I was going through the crazy holidays, and today is Personal Trainer Awareness Day, and it made me think about one woman, and her name is Miss Chris. You can get fit with Chris. Good morning.
Fit with Chris. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Chris.
What up, though? Welcome to the madhouse.
Chris is a personal trainer. She is a bodybuilder. She is phenomenal. I had a chance to meet her about 3 or 2 years ago at an event for Dear Sister. And so we had to bring her in because a lot of people, as 2019 hit, they are making those New Year's resolutions to live a healthier lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They want to get fit. And so we want to talk to you today about some steps that beginners can take in this new healthy lifestyle journey.
Okay, so first things first, I think a lot of people come into the new year with these grand goals, which is a good thing, but I want to encourage people to really scale it back and try to think of things that are realistic that you can do one day at a time. Mm-hmm. Because if you really just break it down to, all right, I'm going to drink all my water today, or I'm going to make a healthier option or a healthier choice today, then you can build up towards that bigger goal. But if you try to conquer it all in one day, it can get discouraging.
Mm-hmm. Like people say, I'm going to cut out soda, meat, and everything all at one time.
Exactly.
It's not a realistic goal.
It's not realistic. And when you add that restriction on yourself, it's really hard not to create binge behavior. Mm-hmm. When you aren't in the mindset of, I can't have sugar, I can't have alcohol, I can't have sweets. Then once you are able to have it, it's like a binge fest, or you consume so much of it and you're right back to ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, taking it one day at a time and eliminating restriction from your routine is really, really helpful.
So Chris, was there something drastic that happened to you that got you into a healthier lifestyle, or you just said, you know what, I just want to change my life around?
I actually started seeing the benefits of what happened after I changed my diet habits. Well, I hate the word diet, but nutrition habits. Mm-hmm. My routine and my nutrition, my energy, just the difference in my skin, my body, and how I just walked about life changed drastically after I changed my lifestyle.
So when we're talking about healthy lifestyles, a lot of people divide it up into two things: working out and then the eating right. For beginners, how should they start with the working out? Where can they start with their working out process? And then where can they start with their eating habits?
Okay, so with the working out, big thing to keep in mind is you have to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be the means to an end in terms of changing your body. I think it starts with what you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like to dance, if you like to run, whatever it is that you like to do, do that. Because if it's going to be a lot easier to stick with it. And then as far as the nutrition side, same thing. You have to enjoy your food.
So, see, I enjoy ice cream.
Okay. So that's a great
deal. With you, Miss Jessica.
So
ice cream, cake, yes. Cookies, I enjoy all that.
Healthier versions of what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it's easier to stick to. So, like, again, that cold turkey quitting, that doesn't work. So you have to find the things that are healthier. Halo Top. This is not a plug, but they have a non-dairy option. You can choose that because it's a little healthier for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, because when you first begin a process like working out or changing your nutrition habits, you sometimes get down on yourself when you fail. So how do you encourage yourself and build yourself to get back up?
Progress photos and or some type of documentation to show you how far you've come or where you need to go. So that's one tactic, is to take photos or write it down in a journal or something like that to help you understand, oh, this is where I started. I'm actually doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Or I'm not doing as well as I want to. Why is that? And how to keep track of that so you can constantly, do a temperature check with yourself.
Yeah. One of the things that I love about following you is that you actually post your progress as you've been embarking on this bodybuilding.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Journey.
Yes.
As a female in the bodybuilding world, how did you even get started in that, and what has that journey been like?
oh my goodness, it's a world of its own. One of my friends, short story, he just drug me into it and was like, you should do it. I'm like, bodybuilding? I didn't know what that meant. But then getting into it, it's really just about that consistency of diet and long-term or short-term training to make sure you reach your ultimate physique goal. And it's on another level of commitment. And so that discipline and just learning what works with the body and how to, you know, transform it with nutrition, it is extremely, you know, tedious. And it's helped me so much to learn about the human body and what can be done. Because I think a lot of people don't understand what's possible until they see it, until they experience it.
Do you encourage people to get like a workout partner or something, or somebody to take this journey with you? Or just, you know, do you encourage people to do it on their own?
I definitely encourage people to get an accountability partner of some sort. If you can, you know, afford a personal trainer, get one. Even trainers have trainers. Just like business, if you need help in something and you need to grow something, you're going to get someone to help you reach it, or you're going to, you know, waste more time than you need to. So I highly encourage people to get either a friend, a family member, or a trainer to help them reach their goals.
So now that you've started bodybuilding, what's the goal for you? Personally, getting into bodybuilding, I know you see the Mr. Universe and all this other stuff. What is it that you want to accomplish now that you're into bodybuilding?
My goal is to go pro and to go to the Olympia stage. That's like the Super Bowl of bodybuilding. It's really difficult to do, and it's definitely a personal goal of mine. And I know that journey alone will just take my knowledge and my experience to another level.
So what are some challenges that you sort of come across in your journey, your fitness journey and things like that?
Food has been my biggest struggle mentally. Trying to overcome the obstacles that come along with the thoughts around food and how to not have restrictive thoughts about food is very difficult to master. But if you practice it, you can really get to the point where you can pretty much eat what you want and still stay on track with your goals. So that's been my biggest struggle, but I'm so grateful now that I have that control and I can teach others how to have that control.
So how do we follow you on social media so we can keep up with your bodybuilding and your personal training journey?
Yes, please follow at Get Fit with Chris. It's Get Fit with CHRYS.
And fellas, y'all might want to follow.
Listen.
I just wanted to put that in the point 2019.
We're kicking things off.
I'm not a great fucking
You're also going to follow her man, too, because he's on there also.
Yeah. He is swole.
And he is swole.
We might want to get swole like him.
Come on. And Joshua_D_Jackson.
You know what I mean? But we were talking about accountability partners also, and Chris is no longer here in Charlotte, unfortunately. But the wonderful thing about it is she can also be your accountability partner from a distance, because she offers online personal training and things like that. So that option is out there for people now also. You can have an accountability partner that isn't directly working out with you, but they're still going to hold you accountable.
Let me ask y'all. Y'all have any workout goals for 2019?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
What are they?
To start.
Mine is simple. I just want to lose weight.
It's not very simple, but we're going to work on it.
Hey man, Chris, thank you for hanging out with the Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.